Good Sunday to you, boys and girls, and welcome to this edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch, yes, that's me, is here. And as always, I tell you, thanks for tuning in. Oh, boy, Sunday, beginning of a new week, and some of you found showers in your area. Some of you found heat and loveliness here. But wherever you're at right now here, I hope you enjoy this podcast that I'm giving you for the next 10, 15 minutes or so. This is an abbreviated version there as we're getting back on the gun after being off the rest of the week. We were on last Sunday, was not on Wednesday, we're not on Monday, but we're explaining that we're back in the saddle again this week. Let's start off with some sports news here. Start off with the Detroit Tigers. Well, E-Rod returned to the Tigers after a three-month hiatus. Originally reported by sportscasters like myself, all alike here. The former Boston Red Sox left-hander Eduardo Rodriguez back in the big leagues after 3 months of absence there. Yes, the Detroit Tigers reinstated him on Friday. He was in the 2018 World Series, but he started this Sunday against the Los Angeles Angels. Who did he start against? Shohei Ohtani. Yes. One of the best players in all of baseball there with his versatility of pitching and hitting. Kind of remind you of Babe Ruth, huh? Yes, he does. But today, Rodriguez pitched 5 shutout innings in his return, and he helped the Detroit Tigers to a 4-0 win over the Los Angeles Angels on Sunday. Yes, the Los Angeles Angels. Used to be the Anaheim Angels. Used to be the California Angels. And anything other that you want to think of. Yes. He had a little problem in the first inning, per se, but he got out of that with the quickness there. However, Detroit Tigers didn't mess around. On the first pitch, Riley Green hit a 448-foot home run on his first pitch from Ohtani, the longest home run that Ohtani ever allowed in the major leagues, and it was a bomb. He went on out of ordinary here. He was 2-for-2, 2 walks. I'm talking about Green, that is. And the Tigers end up beating the L.A. Rangers. I said the L.A. Rangers, didn't I? The L.A. Angels. by scoring 4-0 here. Green ended up reading base 4 times. Great plays by Victor Reyes. Also a good hitting star in this particular game as he knocked in 2 runs with a triple. And the list goes on and on and on. Great defense by the Tigers. They win this series, the first series in a long time that the Detroit Tigers have won since way back when in early July. Yeah, it's been that long, boys and girls. The Detroit Tigers have a gainful process and a win there. Now, on Saturday's game, which the Tigers also edged out the Los Angeles Angels by a score of 4-3, Jonathan Scope, in the second inning, sprained his right ankle. He is right now, they're not going to put him on the IR. They're going to use him as a day-to-day. So don't expect him to start any or play any second base or first base or whatever for a while. But they're going to see how this go and getting himself mended back into shape. Schoep, he hurt his ankle while running the bases after cranking out a double, an RBI double, that is, for the Tigers' first run in Saturday's game there. We report today that I just got information on Saturday morning that John Walkenfuss, the Detroit Tiger player who could just about fill any position, and had a batting stance that nobody else had except me. And I had one of the weirdest batting stances in town. Now, you know, Dick McAuliffe was the most weirdest batting stance that I kind of simple myself with when I played baseball, but Walker Fuss had another. Was close to it, but not exactly there. Walker Fuss was hailed as one of Delaware's most accomplished athletes of all time. He spent 10 seasons with the Tigers, and he worked his way up from a backup catcher into great pinch hitting expertise and also a utility player. He had a hand in key trades that spurred on the team in 1984, and the title that gave the Tigers a World Series and a World Championship indeed. He eventually managed in the organizations in the minor leagues for the Detroit Tigers. John Walker Fuss dead at the age of 73 years old. Tom Weisskopf, the winner of the 16 PGA titles, including the 1973 British Open, he has passed away. He was 79 years old. He's been dealing with pancreatic cancer since late 2020. Weisskopf experienced all corners of the game from his time in the PGA Tour play as a player until he went into broadcasting as a golf commentator, as well as a very noted golf designer. Weisskopf passed away at 79 years of age. And also, I want to kind of mention also the Atlanta Braves this past Friday there, when they were giving some pregame fireworks there that kind of spurred on the crowd because they were playing the Houston Astros, who always has fireworks in their lineup, as well as in their building. Yoli Alvarez left the game abruptly in the fifth inning when the team cited an illness. And the reasons why is not has been disclosed, but he had problems breathing. Later, Alvarez was taken on a stretcher to his locker room and immediately was escorted to the hospital. Yoli Alvarez left the game during feeling ill on the field. He was evaluated in the training room, as I just said. Then he was transferred to the local hospital. He stayed in the hospital overnight for further restitution there. And from my knowledge today, which this happened on Friday, he has been released as of today, Sunday there. So good news for Alvarez indeed. Them fireworks are something else when you can't control them. The Detroit Lions played a game this past Saturday afternoon, and Goodwin Akabrighi, 2-yard scoring, gave the Detroit Lions a late lead, and the defense stopped a 2-point conversion attempt in the final minutes of the Saturday's game. They won the game by a score 27-26 in a preseason victory at Indianapolis. Of course, the Lions were in Indianapolis all this week, beating each other's brains out. We're talking about the Colts, that is, in practice. And naturally, when all that was going on, you didn't get too many starters and main people playing in this particular game. But you had a lot of the players who wanted to make the team. They gave a maybe a stellar effort. I say work on the defense need to be done. Offense was very good indeed, especially the running game. The Lions ran for a total of 149 yards in the game there. Very good indeed for past years of the Lions running game. Just was not up to par. If they can keep that up, that will make the quarterback of the Lions even a lot more successful indeed in dealing with the ongoing offenses that and defenses that are playing this year in everybody's team. And maybe the Lions will win a lot of games. Maybe. Again, they didn't play a lot of their starters. They both had 2 joint practices. They'll close out, and I'm talking about the Lions, that is, they're going to close out the preseason on August 28th. That is next Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. Then they'll chop it down. Then this Tuesday, they got to have the rosters down to 80 players. So there are going to be some people saying bye-bye. And, you know, just that's the way it goes when you're doing your thing. The Detroit Pistons announced in the that the 2022-23 schedule of home games, promotional schedules, have been posted. The Pistons will begin their 2022-23 campaign by hosting the Orlando Magic at Little Caesars Arena on Wednesday, October the 19th. The Pistons' first road game is slated for Friday, October the 21st, as the team travels to New York to square off against the New York Knicks, followed by a contest at Indianapolis against the Indianapolis or Indiana Pacers on the 22nd. Washington Wizards, they'll also be on the road playing them. That'll be on the 25th before they come back home. Home games are highlighted by the following game. Defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors will be at Little Caesars Arena on October 30th, as well as the Boston Celtics coming into town on November the 12th. Luka Doncic and the Mavericks, they're going to visit the 313 on December the 1st. 313 is the area code for Detroit boys and girls. That'll be on the test maybe tomorrow. Along with LeBron James and the LA Lakers traveling to Detroit on December 11th. Pistons also will be hosting Embiid and the 76ers on January the 8th. And yes, Giannis will be in town with the Milwaukee Bucks on January 23rd and March 22nd. On January 19th, the Pistons will travel to Paris to host the Chicago Bulls in Paris. I cannot understand why this is happening, but that's the NBA for you boys and girls. The Pistons' final homestand of the season will see them host Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat on April the 4th. And the Brooklyn Nets on April the 5th. So there you have a little highlight of the Detroit Pistons' upcoming games. Indeed, Red Wings have not had theirs always announced yet. I just got in touch with them this week and having a nice little meeting with them. And we'll get information from them hopefully sooner than later. The Horizon League upcoming women's conference schedule will be up on Wednesday. What's up on Wednesday, by the way, there? Their league is slated to start on December the 1st and will conclude with the Horizon League Basketball Championship. This is for the women on March the 7th. Indeed. Each team will be playing 20 double round robin schedule. The regular season league will be underway between December 1st and the 5th. That'll resume for 9 straight weeks, starting on December the 28th. We'll conclude the regular season, that is, on February 25th. And the men, they'll start as well on December the 1st, and they'll conclude on the 5th. They'll be playing some exhibition games or what I call out-of-league games that will probably count in their standings overall. Followed by getting back together again on the 29th of December to play round-robin games. Again, they'll be playing 20 games, double round-robin schedule there, until their schedule conclude on February the 25th, opening their week of action of goodies and also the Horizon Tournament that will determine what representative would go to the NCAAs. That's for the women as well as the men. And now you have all the goodies there. Ah. This week, did a lot of resting, relaxation, getting ready for the following school year. I'm going to remind you also, this week, boys and girls, football in Michigan will return back in order. Of course, the annual Wayne State extravaganza of teams playing on Wayne State's campus for 3 or 4 days. That'll start this upcoming Thursday, all the way up on Saturday. I do not have the schedule. I'll give you that on Wednesday on Butch on Sports on Wednesday there. I promise there. So, and also cross country on Thursday and some other sports indeed. a lot of them on Thursday of this week. So, again, I will remind you, these kids could be doing a whole heck of a lot of things that's not too pleasing. But they choose athletics to have that balance of athletics and scholarship for their dining and dancing pleasure there. So please, get out there and support these kids. They can be doing a lot of things, as I repeat, but they choose athletics, that balance there. Please get out there. And so much is going on right now with COVID and some other things going on. Please stay safe, boys and girls. Keep yourself abreast of what's going on in the world. I know a lot of you don't want to like watch TV or listen to a radio or something there, but please stay in touch with what's going on and keep yourself safe and well. Okay, all righty now. Do I have a final? Yes, I do have a final story. Closely to 10 years, almost 10 years on this month, it was a group in the WWE, which I watched a lot of wrestling. I was watching SmackDown from its insurgent in 1999 this weekend there, and I saw a lot of good stuff. And I kind of invite you guys, if you got Peacock there, you can go there and watch all kind of the beginning of SmackDown, how it started, the settings, and the guests and the announcers on those particular shows. But I had the pleasure and the privilege of doing that this weekend along with a favorite beverage and some food. And I just remember on this day between the late 2012 and early 2013, one group wreaked havoc in the WWE. Can you guess that group? Okay, I'll tell you. It was Ambrose, it was Rollins, it was Reigns. They was known as The Shield. And these three superstars made up a team that would go up there and be the biggest wrestling combine in history of the WWE. And from this day now, they have all separated there. But you know what? I remember some stuff when The Shield rapped. He not even went up there and beat the crap out of The Rock, but Triple H and Triple Power bombed them and came out there. The announcement came in the Royal Rumble. That's when they really acted a doggone fool. But then you got to know The Shield and what their real purpose was, and they were something else. Ambrose is now John Moxley in the AEW. Of course, you know what Roman Reigns is doing right now, the combined champion of SmackDown. And Seth Rollins, he just laughs himself away and still curse stomps the crap out of everybody. So, hey, why not? Look at some past tense stuff with SmackDown and get some laughs. I did. Hey, I'm out of time, boys and girls. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook. Always on Facebook, boys and girls. And yes, you can go to the homepage at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimPlyButtoo.podomatic.com. You can also go to the GameSportsShow.podbean.com for Butch on Sports, and including all the rest of the good shows they have on that particular format of the Game Sports Show, from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and beyond, with some great, great shows indeed. And yes, tomorrow we should be on the air with Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and myself with a show called The Game Sports Show. That's from 6 to 8 o'clock on News Talk 1400, Sault Ste. Marie, Mich. And you want to go to The Game Sports Show, Sault Ste. Marie Mish, that should take you to the page. You can look on the right-hand side. If you don't have a radio or you're not in that area there, hey, just click listen now, okay? And boom, you can listen to it on your internet or on your smartphone, whatever you got there, and hear the show live and in bright little amazing audio, okay? Hey, I'm out of here. Have a great beginning of the week, boys and girls. 20 minutes of goodies there I just gave you. Stay safe. Have a good beginning of the week.